Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. 4 months ago, Meb Keflezighi made history at the Boston Marathon. When he broke the tape on Boylston Street that April afternoon, he was the first American to win the men's open race in 31 years. He's back in Massachusetts for a shorter race. WBUR's Alex Ashlock caught up with him and has this report.
When I did my marathon preview on Morning Edition on April 21st, I didn't even mention Meb Keflezighi's name. A few hours later, I was on Here and Now with Robin Young, describing a scene I thought I would never live to see.
It looks like Meb Keflezighi is going to win the Boston Marathon, at least from what I can see.
Wow.
He's coming down Boylston Street right now as we speak. He's about to cross the finish line. And if that's true, he would be the first American winner since 1983.
As you can hear there, I was so excited I wouldn't let Robin speak. And it was true. Keflezighi won the race. And his journey to the finish line that day is worth recounting again. Born in war-torn Eritrea, his family fled to the United States when Meb was a child, and they flourished, becoming American citizens. Meb went to UCLA, where he was a star runner, and at the 2004 Olympics in Athens, he won the first medal by an American in the marathon since 1976. He also won the New York Marathon in 2009 and finished fourth in the 2012 Olympics in London. Keflezighi is back in the area this weekend. He's running the Falmouth Road Race on Sunday morning. It's a storied 7-mile race from Woods Hole to Falmouth Heights that's being run for the 42nd time. He arrived at Logan Airport from his home in San Diego Thursday night wearing a Boston Strong hat.
It's nice to be back here where people have appreciated about it. It's been going nationwide, the good vibe of what I have done by winning the Boston Marathon, and I've just been very fortunate to be the person that was able to come through that day.
Even though he wasn't one of the pre-race favorites last April, he did have two top five Boston Marathon finishes on his resume, and he was confident when he towed the starting line that morning.
I mean, I was expected to win, but at the same time, everybody else is expecting to win, so you can't play defense. But I was ready to go. I was healthy. That's my main thing. And I came with three goals in mind, to win, to podium, or run a personal best, and I feel very proud to have done all three of them.
Sometimes in marathons, a runner will make a move when it seems too early, and the other runners will just watch him go, hoping he will eventually fade. Keflezighi was the one who made the move in this year's Boston Marathon, and no one caught him.
You know, I made the gap. I kept extending the gap, but it was Boston Strong year, Meb Strong. I see the signs there. I'm going to give a Meb Strong. If I get caught at the end, let it be, but I'm going to make them work for it. And it was just an awesome time and wonderful to be an American, to be able to pull out the victory, not just for myself, but for Boston, for the U.S., and for the world.
Keflezighi did not run the 2013 Boston Marathon, but he was here when the bombs exploded near the finish line. This past April, he ran with the names of the victims on his race bib. And since his victory, he's been in demand. Everyone wants to run with Meb. Thousands of people will get that chance in Sunday's Falmouth Road Race.
Just happy to be here. You know, winning Boston has brought me a lot of limelight, and, you know, people just want to be, you know, run with me or do a run. We're doing a pre-run for charity the day before. Definitely Boston High giving the spotlight.
He's not quite ready to step out from under that spotlight. He'll try to win the New York Marathon again this fall, and he hopes to return here next April to run Boston again. Then there's the Olympics in 2016. But now at the age of 39, he acknowledges that this year's historic Boston Marathon victory was the frosting on his cake. And 4 months later, it still tastes pretty darn good. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Alex Ashlock.